Support for KPLU comes from St. Martin's University in Lacey, presenting its annual gala November 5th with Chef Lija Karazawa of Italy, Brazil, and Andrew Zimmern of Bizarre Foods for a gourmet affair benefiting student scholarships. Information available at stmartin.edu/gala.
Well, Nance, I just love nothing better than a really complicated recipe. I just get a kick out of doing that. But I realize that not everyone is quite as psychotic as I am, and quite a few people would like to do something simple for dinner tonight. And I know we both love a cookbook author by the name of Marcella.
You mean Marcella Hazan?
I sure do.
You know, Stein, I had never, up until this week, made the recipe that seems to be among her most famous recipes. It's tomato sauce with butter and onion. And this is reputedly the world's simplest and most delicious sauce. I really could not get over the complexity of flavor out of just three ingredients, if you don't count salt. Canned Italian tomatoes, butter, and an onion. That's it. Do you know that recipe?
I sure do. You know, I've yet to make that, but go on, please.
Okay, so here's what you do. You take one 28-ounce can of Italian plum tomatoes, 5 tablespoons of unsalted butter, and, you know, a medium onion. Peel the onion and slice it in half. Put the tomatoes and their juices in a medium saucepan. I use like a 3/4. And I use my kitchen shears to chop the tomatoes up right in there. You put the butter in there and the onion and a little bit of salt. And you cook it uncovered at a simmer. Stir it occasionally. And then you use a wooden spoon to press the tomatoes against the side of the pan when you're stirring once they start breaking down. And you don't need to cook it for any more than about 45 minutes. It takes time, you know, to have a glass of wine while you're doing it. And then salt it to taste. And you will not believe the delicious results from this. Here's what I did also. And this is a great trick no matter what you're doing when you're making pasta. I used fresh pasta for this. Just cooked it till it was a little chewier than al dente. Strain it and add it to the sauce. You want to finish it in the sauce. And that goes for any sauce that you're making. If you finish the pasta in that sauce, it just absorbs the flavors and finishes cooking in there. It's just a perfect little secret. And between that recipe and that little technique, you got yourself a great plate of pasta. This was just a little Parmesan cheese on the top. My family lost their minds.
Save some of that pasta water to add to the sauce. That little bit of extra starch will help everything adhere.
Absolutely,
better.
Stein. You know what? I did just that.
Ah.
Just a little ladleful of the starchy water. You need to eat pasta like the Italians. You don't want it drowning in tomato sauce. What was that your mother put on your spaghetti? Besides her Chesterfield?
Campbell's concentrated tomato soup.
Okay. All right.
Well, I just don't know how I can top that for a simple dinner. Our go-to simple dinner is usually something like beanie weenies, though I do make those beanie weenies with special heirloom stock beans. I bought them from a wizard at the Tacoma Farmers Market, and locally raised and sustainable Phoenix sausage.
Sustainable?
That's right, Nance. When I grill one of those Phoenix meat weenies, a new weenie rises from the barbecue's ashes. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. And I also forgot to tell you, you want to take the onion out. It's just there for flavoring. So before you sauce it, remove the onion. Now, that's my new favorite. For years, my go-to dish when I wanted to do something fast was fresh ravioli. I buy, you know, fresh frozen or fresh in the grocery case, and just a sage and butter sauce. Mm. And right now, my sage is so gorgeous. Just saute that, brown the butter, throw this one single clove of garlic in there, crushed. Delish.
Sage advice from KPLU food talker Nancy Leeson.
And he's Dick.
I'm the Weenie King.
Stein.